On the count of three, one, two, three.
This is our home! This is our future! This is our home! This is our future!
Well, I want to keep it open for my kids and everybody else's kids. I mean, I grew up in the area, in the Tarkine, our so-called Tarkine area. I was born and raised there.
And what about you? Why have you come down here?
Well, for the same reason. We work at Savage. We live here. We spend our recreation time here. We love the place. You can have the mines and the bush. I mean, we don't want to see the bush ruined either. We're all not Greens, but we love the bush and we can have both. If we thought it was going to ruin the Tarkine, I mean, we'd be standing on the other side too.
People of the mainland know that whilst Milne and Mick McKim might be able to get plenty of grabs on mainland TV, they do not represent the majority of Tasmanians. They certainly don't represent
Paul Howes, National Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union. Our members right across northwest Tasmania for years have been asking the union to run a national campaign to bust a lot of the myths that have existed about the so-called Tarkine debate. Unfortunately, it seems for far too long that there's only been one side of this debate heard on the mainland. I mean, we've had approaches, people wanting to negotiate with us. Now, we're a trade union. We're not environmental scientists. We aren't heritage experts. I don't understand Indigenous heritage or environmental heritage. I believe...
You're a smart man. Surely you could figure that out.
Well, no, I'm pretty
good. You could seek advice?
I'm good at my job. And I think what should happen is that a decision should be based on the science, not just drawing random lines on a map. And I won't engage. I mean, Christine Milne in the past has asked me to draw lines on a map. No. I mean, I believe there should be a proper environmental, scientific-based process.
Surely that process exists every time a mine is actually proposed.
Absolutely. And as we've seen time and time again, a lot of the claims from environmental lobbies and political parties like the Greens have been shown to be incorrect. I mean, you have this huge hullabaloo at the moment about the Venture Minerals site. Venture Minerals is being built on a former mine. This is not virgin rainforest. This is an area that has been mined for over 100 years. And that's the whole point. This should not be politicised. This should not be about grandstanding. This should be about doing the right thing for the environment and the right thing for the economy at the same time.
It seemed as though the issue was being heavily politicised today, the way that people responded to certain politicians from different parties, for example.
Yeah, sure. And look, I think that there's a lot of people in the northwest of this state. They're very angry. They're angry about the fact that we have one of the highest unemployment rates in the country here. They're angry about the role the Greens play in the Tasmanian government. I'm a proud Labor Party member. I'm angry about that.
What are you holding there?
What am I holding? A sign in protest.
What does it say?
It's a planet, not an empire. It's a planet, not an empire.
Why have you come down today?
Well, mines are wrecking the Tarkine, or planning to wreck the Tarkine, and the most scientifically researched, doesn't matter.
Down there, mate.
It's my interview. I don't have to, thank you. I'm exercising my freedom of speech and anonymity, thank you.
So have you come down here by yourself?
There are a few others amongst the crowd, but they have opted not to wear masks and keep themselves anonymous. Under scientific research as such, mines do affect the general habitats of the natural areas. Queenstown is a perfect example of their poison waters. So,
we have mining happening in Tasmania. Because right now, we would have tougher laws against protesters right now.
I'm Larry Giddings, the Premier of Tasmania. We felt it was really important to stand shoulder to shoulder with the people here at this rally supporting jobs and opportunities in the mining industry. It's a critical industry to this state, it's a growing industry for the state, and the last thing we want to see is a blanket heritage listing of a region that would stop further growth in an industry that will underpin the economic benefits and opportunities of our state.
That said, it seems as though there was some confusion here then over your stance, your party stance and your government stance on the issue, because the crowd seemed to be pretty adverse to some of the things that you were saying, and I'm just wondering why you think that is.
Well, it's interesting because they were confused in the sense that the state government has done absolutely everything we can to support mining in this state. All of the up-and-coming mines have gone through our approvals process, and they're now sitting with the Australian government going through the proper approvals process that any mine across Australia has to go through. But there is this threat from the Commonwealth that they may put a blanket listing over the Tarkine area, the Arthur Pyman area, and that's something that we don't support.
It's also interesting then that there was a lot of talk from the crowd about the Greens and Labor in Tasmania, and also at a federal level, being what some people were calling in bed together. And I'm just interested in how you see that relationship playing through this issue.
Well, we have a minority government here in Tasmania, and just this week in Parliament, Liberal and Labor joined together to support a major development in Hobart. That's what minority government can provide for you, two major parties working together to support development. It does not have to mean anti-development.
Why are you here today?
Just to come and support the rally. I think it's really important. Yeah. The Greens have just held sway for so long in Tasmania, and I think the majority's been a bit too silent, and now it's time for people to really speak up, otherwise they're going to lose everything. The area has got an enormous European history, and it's been used for over 100 years, and I think the Greens are wrong to really put this view out there that it's a pristine wilderness when clearly it's not.
Have you lived up here for long?
I'm actually originally from Sydney, so I've been in Tasmania for nearly 8 years now, and I guess when you live in Sydney, you sort of think that the Greens are just this happy little group and try to save the trees. But when you actually come and live in Tasmania and see what's going on, I think you realise the colour of poison is actually green.
My name's Scott Jordan, campaign coordinator at Tarkine National Coalition. Clearly there's anxiety out there in the community. We understand that people on the West Coast are being given messages that a National Heritage listing over the Tarkine would threaten the viability of the existing mines. We've taken measures to demonstrate that's clearly not the case, that all of the existing mines have been excised from that proposal. And in fact, we've gone back where there's been extensions to existing mines and removed them from the proposal. And so clearly our opposition is to any new mining ventures within the Tarkine, but we've been very careful to make sure that no existing mines would be impacted. Where you can demonstrate that there's a legacy effect and there's an existing footprint and you can operate within that footprint, we will back you. But what we can't support is new open-cut mine proposals, like the venture mineral proposals, sitting in the Tarkine rainforests.
How do you see the process of negotiations from this point onwards?
Look, I guess negotiations have never really started. We have identified that there was a level of conflict, that when we're looking at 10 mine proposals on the table and 9 of them being open cut in an area that the Australian Heritage Commission has already recommended that meets the National Heritage criteria and should be listed, clearly there's a conflict there between the what the miners would like to see and what the environment movement would like to see. We recommended a couple of years ago now, that what needed to happen was us to have a process where we could sit around the table and explore whether there was a common ground solution, whether there was an agreement that could be reached on where the boundaries should be, and if an area needed to be set aside for mining, what that area looked like, and what area might be protected as a national park. We went to mining companies. We felt we had some industry support, particularly from existing players, for some sort of negotiated process. When we went to the Minerals Council, the Tasmania Minerals Council, and to the state government, they both chose to block that process. And so we found ourselves with no capacity to negotiate a solution because we can't negotiate on our own.
Something that a large proportion of the attendees at the protest today were speaking about was the fact that the economy is becoming more and more depressed in that region as mines close down or don't function at full capacity. I'm wondering what you would suggest to sustain these communities in the absence of mining industry.
Well, I guess firstly, we're not opposed to the mining industry per se. There's projects in there we're supporting. There's existing mines that we're supporting continuing. The mines that have closed down in Tasmania haven't closed down because of environmental reasons. They've closed down because the mineral price hasn't been sufficient to sustain the industry.
Yeah, but that said, surely the idea of applying a heritage listing for the region and opposing any future developments does pose the same problem as the closure of mines recently for whatever reason.
Well, we're talking about an area that's been identified as having national heritage values and world heritage values. The Cradle Coast Authority, the local regional development authority, who's not by any means a conservation group, has done analysis on what the tourism potential is of the Tarkine. Now, they identified 1,100 potential jobs to be created in tourism out of that. And so the reality is we're seeing tourism operators on the ground who are talking to us about the fact that their capacity to invest in the area is tied very strongly to the conservation of the area.
Shock they're going to get today.
Daryl Gerrit, and I'm Mayor of the West Coast Council.
What does mining mean to your community?
Well, it means work. It means employment. It means a future for the kids. It means about the balance of trade figures. We're also after population growth. When we lose people, we've got a big domino effect on the West Coast. You don't only lose a family, you could lose a school teacher, you could lose a member of the cricket club, the dart club, the footy club, Lions, Rotary.
Do you think that on-farm tourism, environmental or ecotourism could actually be filling a role?
If that was all we relied on, we'd all be on the dole, because tourism at the moment is going through a soft period with the dollar high and overseas travel so cheap. So we've got to balance what we do on the West Coast, and mining is not a dirty word to us.